It is Thursday and time to knuckle down. There's a lot to cover, so let's get to it. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. It's for Thursday, October 10th, 2019. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, Matt Lauer being accused of a vicious sexual assault more than 5.5 years ago while on assignment in Russia. But guess what? That's not anything you need to know. And if you want this kind of garbage, please change the channel immediately. Number two, I told you she would be back. So did Steve Bannon. Nobody seemed to be listening. But here she is, Hillary Clinton, everybody, saying she would win again in a rematch against Donald Trump. I am saying, please, 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 Hillary, please, please run for me. And number one, Turkey has begun the invasion of Syria. President Trump calling it a very bad idea. Hasn't seemed to slow the assault, including that on some U.S. allies in the region, the Kurds. The question is, what, if anything, can be done about it? It appears to be a difficult question. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. We have this jam because the Kurds are the allies that we have. The Turks are the allies we have. We want to extricate ourselves from all of these wars ongoing. That's the president's policy. He wants to pull us out of all these ongoing wars around the world, not world wars, but wars around the world, skirmishes here and battles here and American lives being lost. And the question is to you, how many American lives is northeast Syria worth? How many maimed soldiers with permanent disabilities and amputations is northeast Syria worth to you? The president saying yesterday that it's the worst mistake we ever made getting involved in the Middle East. I've actually thought that for years. I've actually thought that the Middle East and our involvement there has done nothing but provoke misery for America, cost us lives and treasure and problems. What do you think of it? I mean, there are no winners there. We back Israel. Okay, I understand that. The only democracy of any sort in the region that's real, where Arabs and Jews can live together, where Muslims and Jews can live together, where there are actual real and free elections. And it's the country being attacked all the time by its neighbors. But beyond that, we've been in the Middle East my entire life. The Middle East peace plan, we've talked to Egypt, and Jordan, and Syria, and Iran, and Iraq, all of it. And it's all a big mess every day. Every day. So, with that going on, the impeachment effort's going on. And by the way, Fox News claiming there's a new poll says 51% of Americans want the president removed. Please. I don't even begin to believe that. I was out yesterday, and the lady at the cash register strikes up a conversation with me, something about how breakfast was good. Then she goes, something about the president. I said, I'm with him. She goes, I am too. We all are. Everybody's talking about how bad he is, but I love him. This lady's working. She's a waitress. Middle-class woman, you know, doing her thing. Kind of whispering under her breath, I love him. Fox, you got it wrong. Get a clue. It is not 51% of Americans do not want this president removed. Where'd you take your poll? California? Hollywood? Give me a break. It always makes me wonder, though, about the veracity of polls done this far out. The fact of the matter is we're going to see a lot more here. Apparently, the whistleblower had a direct line to James Clapper. That's the latest. Yeah, the whistleblower, his attorneys, his main attorney used to work for James Clapper directly. So it's no shock that they're manufacturing this narrative. I'm not saying they're manufacturing evidence, but they're creating this narrative. The president has done something wrong. And now that we have a constitutional crisis, I know I missed class yesterday, but let me explain this to you. Let me explain to you what is a constitutional crisis and what is not. You see, you have co-equal branches of government, and you hear the Democrats talking about that all the time. We have a co-equal branch of government. That doesn't mean you can sit there and demand from another branch of government everything that you want. You're like a petulant child, is the House of Representatives right now. We're co-equal. That's right, co-equal. That doesn't mean superior to, and it doesn't mean that the executive branch is subordinate to you. Well, we have oversight. We have responsibility for oversight, and that's true as well. But it doesn't mean you get to see everything. Because the executive has the latitude to do the job necessary to run the nation. Here's what you have right now. You have an administration that has said quite clearly, you don't have a formal impeachment process underway. It is not constitutional in our estimation. It does not follow precedent in any way in our estimation. Therefore, we're not going to cooperate. That is not a constitutional crisis. That is not obstruction of justice. That is a legal argument. That is an argument to be settled in court. Now, if the executive branch comes back later and says, we're not going to provide these documents, after a court, possibly the Supreme Court, has weighed in and said, you must turn over these documents, that's different. That would potentially be a constitutional crisis. But so many people know so little about the Constitution and the way government is supposed to run, they just glam on to whatever's going, oh, you see, it's a constitutional crisis. Trump's a bad guy. We got to remove him. See, I saw it on the news. Sober up and take a breath. Fact of the matter is, an argument, a legal argument between the executive branch and the legislative branch is not a constitutional crisis. It is a legal battle that will weigh itself through the process, and then there'll be a conclusion. And at the conclusion of that process, one side will win and one side will lose. It is not a matter for an article of impeachment. It is not a matter of a constitutional crisis. It's a matter of the process. Remember, the co-equal branches of government does not mean the legislative branch is superior to the executive branch. And the judicial branch may well sort it out. So when you have two of the three branches of government on one side agreeing, let's say the judicial branch does agree with the House of Representatives and tells the Trump administration, you must release these things. Much has happened in Washington in the Nixon era, when that went down, when the Richard Nixon investigation went down and the judiciary said, you have to release these tapes, that changed everything. That hasn't happened yet. So when the Democrats want to be serious, take a vote, be serious about the process, be accountable, take a head count. All those in favor say aye, all those opposed nay, and move on. And until that happens and you have 217 or more votes saying we're ready to move forward with impeachment because of a phone call with Ukraine, which has been completely debunked as to being a quid pro quo or anything else, then do that. Americans are smart enough to realize this has been ongoing for 3 years now, that there are people calling for impeachment in Vanity Fair magazine in December of 2016. More than a month before the president even took office, they were talking about impeachment, how to get rid of him then. Before the Mueller report was done, 70 Democrats, count them, 70 Democrats voted for impeachment before the Mueller report was even complete. That's where we are. There is no constitutional crisis. There is no obligation, in my estimation, for the White House to produce anything at this point. Let the courts settle it. Let it go to the Supreme Court. Let them decide. And this is why the Democrats are so angry with Brett Kavanaugh and his existence. Because he may not in favor of the president and the executive branch. And that's the system we have. Welcome to the party, my friends. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. We'll be right back.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Car insurance in Michigan is a problem not yet solved. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close, and there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Thousands of jobs across the state of Michigan may be lost due to some recent changes in the auto insurance system. If you think Michigan's elected officials should be doing what they can to lower insurance premiums without closing businesses, learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal. to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy, they do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.